A new movie called Greendale is in theaters around the country this weekend. It was directed and shot by 58-year-old songwriter and guitarist Neil Young. It's about a family that fights back as its small town is threatened by corporate greed, environmental disaster, and the media. And it's a musical, sort of. Neil Young calls it a record you can look at. David Darcy reports.
Neil Young didn't set out to make a movie. Greendale started out with a song about a grandfather's advice to his grandchildren.
A little love and affection in everything you do will make the world a better place, with or without you.
Other songs followed, all with the same characters, the Green family, and Young realized he had a song cycle, not just another rock and roll record.
I've never written a book, so I wouldn't know what it's like to write one. But I would imagine if you're a writer and you're writing chapters to a book that you probably don't know what's happening either. The ideas are coming to you as you write, and if you're really into a groove, then you're just writing and you're not thinking. So I got into a flow with the story, and when I finished the whole record, I realized it was a very long record and very long songs, and there wasn't much of any commercial chance for the record. I mean, you just had to look at the shape that it was, and you'd know that, well, this is out of reach. So I just looked at it, and I said, well, but I have a story here, and I want to tell the story. That's what's interesting about this record. And we decided at that point to film, since there was so much dialogue, that we figured we'd just play the songs and film the images of the songs as they went by.
Neil Young shot Greendale in 3.5 weeks with an underwater Super 8 camera that cost $500 and isn't even made anymore.
People have referred to Greendale as being shot like a UFO sighting or something, you know.
The characters are played by his friends and family. There's no script. The only words are the lyrics Young recorded with his band Crazy Horse. The actors lip-sync them as though they were speaking.
I said, when you speak, don't sing. This is not a musical. You're not in Sound of Music. You're not gesturing wildly while I sing and looking like you're singing. Try to talk, I said. Talk in the envelope of my voice in a conversational way, like you are saying what you're hearing in the lyrics.
It's the devil's sidewalk. It's the devil's door. Try to avoid it, said the captain of the shore. There's a garden growing and a million weeds, with no way of knowing who has done which deed.
Greendale looks like a home movie that sounds like a populist attack on corrupt corporations and politicians. That's what Young, who played at protests in the late 1960s and early 1970s, intended.
The first two-thirds of the film is cluttered up with old people and their problems and the results of their attitudes and what they've learned. And some of it is beautiful and some of it isn't. But in the end, youth comes up and everything starts over again and it gets positive. So I'm always positive about the next generation. Because if you're not positive about them, then you might as well just pack it in. I mean, they're the ones that have got to make a difference. Somebody's got to change the cycle. Somebody has to break the chain. We got to change. And this is the most ripe situation we've had for cultural revolution since the 60s and since Nixon.
The film closes with the song Be the Rain, an anthem to saving the earth. Greendale has been described as naive or earnest, even by people who like it, like Jay Hoberman, film critic for The Village Voice.
I think of Greendale as a kind of epic home movie. I mean, it's amateurish in absolutely the best sense. Just making a movie of that length in Super 8 and post-dubbing the sound is to go completely outside the norms of professional filmmaking, but of course not outside the norms of filmmaking as it could come from somebody's heart, as people might make movies about their own lives or their families.
Greendale is not Neil Young's first experience with film. As a director, he's made three features before this one. They were all produced by Shaky Pictures, which he founded in 1972. In the credits, he's identified as Bernard Shaky. In 1982, Young made a nuclear comedy called Human Highway. A town next to a nuclear plant is rehearsing a talent show as atomic war obliterates the world.
And, you know, there's a little love story going on. And then the workers from the plant came by the restaurant to eat in this little funky little diner. And, you know, they glowed. When they walked in, there was this rosy kind of an edge to them. And it was just kind of a funny little take on life. They all went to heaven in the end.
The actors in Human Highway, including Dennis Hopper, improvise all their lines.
Did you see?
Must have been moonglow, la la la, way up in the blue, la da da. You like it?
I love it.
Oh, good.
What, you rehearsing for something?
Tonight's the night. It's the amateur talent contest in the employees' recreational unit, the nuclear plant. All the big shots are going to be there. It's my big night. La da
dee. Are they going to take your clothes off?
Until Greendale, Neil Young had never made a film with a script.
Having to deal with actors and scripts and screenplays and all their representatives and all of the money and raising the money and telling people that you're going to do this and that to get the money, I mean, forget it. I don't want to tell anybody what I'm going to do to get the money. I'd rather just do what I want to do, and that's why I make it cheap. You know, that's why I make it in a funky production, because I don't want to have to worry about the content. The content is king at Shaky Pictures.
But it's the gauzy, grainy, 8mm look of the film that won over film critics like Jay Hoberman.
I think the film looks great. And I think that what he did was that he used the natural graininess of Super 8, particularly once it's blown up to 35, as an element. And that sort of mixes with the kind of foggy landscape with the mist in it. And it really puts you see everything through this kind of veil. It's very subtle and it's very beautiful.
After the film was finished, Young decided to take Greendale on the road as a stage performance. With a projected backdrop, actors stand and lip-sync the words as Young and Crazy Horse play beside them. Young says that while most of his fans seem to have accepted Greendale, there's a hard core that won't settle for anything less than rockin' in the free world.
Some people are so drunk. I mean, it's a rock and roll arena. And so, you know, stoned. All I can think of is what they were thinking when they came in. So when you surprise those people, they go off. So constantly there's the bedlam of being in a rock and roll arena trying to perform a play. I mean, I was trying to take it to another place, and not everybody was going with me. But it was so much fun to try to do that and to win with the great majority of the audience. I fight it even today after doing 80 shows. You still have people that come to the shows that didn't read the ticket, that didn't see Greendale. They just heard Neil Young and Crazy Horse, and they're coming, and they expect me to do what Entertainment Tonight and People Magazine and everything have kind of created this culture where someone like me is expected to do a certain thing. Well, I say to that, I say, no, thank you.
After more than 30 years, Young remains a concert draw. He'll probably never fill movie theaters the way he fills auditoriums, but when he talks about Greendale, Neil Young sounds as if he's talking about a legacy.
I'm hoping that years from now, someone will look at it and see something, that they could look at it in 100 years, that they could look at it in 2 hours, that they could look at it any time and get something from it. That I'm trying to leave something behind that's got some depth.
And Neil Young will leave more than Greendale behind. There's The Making of Greendale, now available on DVD, and the soon-to-be-released director's cut of Human Highway. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.
This is Weekend Edition. I'm Linda Wertheimer.